train. Do the rain dance. And to shoot it forth is the froth of the fruit. It's a product cut from the cloth of his tearaway suit. It's a great plan. He's a great man.
Good morning, folks. I hope you're doing well on this lovely Thursday morning. It is about 10:04, 10:05 at the moment. My name is Chance. I am your host this morning, and you know what time it is. It's This Just In. Your favorite show. Your favorite show to tune into throughout the week every Thursday at 10 o'clock. I come in here and I show you the best new music to come across my desk this week at the station. And guess what? It just so happened that my desk this week was out in the woods building a fence. And you know what? That's okay. But it does mean that you might hear a couple tracks that I've already showed you guys. But you know what? Sometimes you get sidetracked. That is the nature of independent radio. You gotta do what you gotta do to keep this show running. And I just wanted to say special thanks to not only Dinah and Jesse of the CFRC crew, but also of Jake and Jamie of the greater CFRC sphere. that really pulled out for us to help us out and to get our shows right back to you. And you can always tune in to us on 101.9 FM on your radio dial, Kojiko Channel 282 on your television if you have cable in the Kingston area, or my personal favorite, CFRC.ca, where you can also check out the links to donate to your favorite programs. You can also donate to get some swag. There's a lot going on the website when it comes to our funding drive, and I highly recommend checking it out, of course, because the funding drive is what keeps us going. And this year, our funding drive is going towards operational costs for some emergency updates that we have to make, such as one of the ones that, you know, took me away for a couple days from my comfy, cozy spot at the station. But anyways, you probably want to know what we were listening to. That was Guided by Voices with For the Home. Up next, I got some Asanabe with Alone. In the Pines with Let It Slide. Mol Sullivan with their brand new track, Eggshells. And then I'll be right back. I hope you guys enjoy. Please stay tuned to your favorite station, CFRC 101.9 FM. And again, available on CFRC.ca, the place to be. Make it your homepage. You can keep up to date with what's going on in Kingston every single day. All right, let's get to the music. That's what you're here for. This is Asanabe with Alone.
All this blood, sweat, and tears in these broken bones. Never fought so hard when I didn't have to. Flood in the war in this broken home. I'll be living to forgive, but I'll be giving up. Is it better? Is it better? Is it better? Oh, than being alone. So much on a memory. All this love, all this life, I've been losing grip. I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be enemies. We're staying here, laying here, will be the end of me. Choking on the notion that love is enough. Are we better? Are we better? Are we better?
Alone. Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
We couldn't get gotta be so hard? Why? My power.
Schwarz bist, renn ich zu dir. Ich renne weg vom weißen Licht. Du vertreibst mich nicht, ihr Garten, der in deine Mitte führt. Wenn du so schwarz bist, wird mir so warm. Ich glaub dir die Geschichten. Und ich halt mich fest und du hältst mich im Arm. Wenn du so schwarz bist, bring mich in Sicherheit. Im Schatten blüht dein Geheimnis, verboten, verschrien. Ein schwarzes Herz im Ring am Finger, es schlüge dir so rot entgegen. Du zeigst mir den Weg daneben und gehörst mir nie für immer. Wenn du so schwarz bist, bist du wie weiß. Verdrehte Sterne glühen, deine Tempel mittendrin. Zeig mir den Weg nochmal im Traum und ohne Zeit. So schwarz bist, bring mich in Sicherheit. Im Schatten blüht dein Geheimnis, verraten, verschrien. Schwarz bist, bring mich in Sicherheit. Im Schatten blüht dein Geheimnis, versprochen, verschrien.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming. We'll be right back.
Wish you could time missile back forward. I miss you. Time misuse. Time flies. Life issues.
Hardwired. Forever seeking out. Subjects mysterious like time and love. Walking through them now. Around each other's smiles, I think we found ourselves a sacred place, a space to dream out loud. Zeroing on your eyes, the safest place for this troubled child. And chase me underground. We grow a pair of wings and fly on high. The forest in the clouds. The trees are talking in our frequency. Something close to sound. Question in life, do you care about who's there when you're down? Do you care about who you care about?
I miss you, time misuse, time
who keeps talking to my
issues. Time flies, life issues. Back, forward, I miss you. Back, forward, I miss you. I miss you. Time issues. Time flies, life issues.
Hi, I'm Hayden from CFRC, and I'm here with Paul Rivard, also known as Friends from Church. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Excellent. You've been on tour all over, Ontario and the surrounding areas. How's that tour been going for you so far?
Good. I mean, It's my first tour out just as a solo project. I always sort of played in bands, so nobody knows me again. It's like starting from scratch. So you get a little bit of a hit and miss at clubs. Some don't want to hear from you right away. But then as you're kind of doing more, you kind of start getting back in there.
You used to make sort of... you've made noise music before. I know that's Chance is big into the noise music world.
Yeah, it's kind of a interesting sort of solo exploration, I guess, because I've, like you said, I've played collaboratively in bands and just sort of, and I have done noise stuff on my own, like under the name Mike Frenetti.
Mm-hmm.
Released some tracks under Nick's Rec and stuff in Toronto, but... This was something different, and I think it was something that kind of came out of the need to do more, just do more all the time, you know, more music all the time. With bands, sometimes they're only committed to so much time,
right?
And if you want to do more, sometimes you have to, you know, work on other projects. So. There's a way to do that, and I was kind of doing that on the side, and then COVID hit, and it kind of became like a primary thing to do, and then, it's kind of an interesting just exploring where I would go on my own. Like, you kind of go in your own direction, and it kind of got a little bit darker than I would normally get, maybe with other collaborative musicians sort of steering me away, but... Yeah, it's kind of just taken me in one direction. So, it's been interesting.
Yeah, and you kind of get that more freedom when you're doing it solo. I mean, there's no sort of other creative inputs going on with your process. And I want to talk about your process because you, like I said, you've made the noise music before, and now this is a slightly more sort of melodic sound. How does your sort of music writing process differ from those two pretty distinct styles?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think when you're working collaboratively, like you said, there's the input from the other musician. So it sort of becomes the sound of what you are all trying to achieve. And there's sort of a lot of compromises, and they're happy compromises. Like, they're ultimately, you are all happy with the direction you are going, or should be, when you're working with other people. But it takes you in a different direction, you know? So I would say it's sort of taken me to more sort of emotional, darker places. Sometimes I find I can't steer away from that. and then the noise element, I think, has fused its way more in as the tonality of the guitar and the...
Yeah, I was going to say, your song's kind of got that, like, roughness, that sort of edge on the guitar that you might expect from a noise musician.
Yeah, that may be true. I was in Ottawa, and I had one guy, he was trying to describe, like, the sound of the guitar, and it's sort of like, he's like, it's clean, but it's edgy, but it's washed out. He's like, I don't know how. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty dialed in at this point. I've been doing it a long time. Like,
yeah,
it's how I want it to sound. But yeah,
Let's talk about the live show as well. You're playing on Saturday at the Mansion in Kingston.
That's right.
And what does your live show sort of look like? Like, you've got a bunch of different styles going on. How do you blend them all up into one sort of package for the live show?
Are you talking just about me or with the other musicians?
Yeah, just about you. Like, your show this Saturday, yeah. People are going to be heading out to that. What can they sort of expect to see from you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of energy. What I do, I sort of have this thing I do. I have sort of I'm sort of backlit. It's usually dark and just like one spotlight. It's basically blaring light and loud synth and reverb guitars. Powerful vocals. So it's one man, but I sort of come on loud. Not metal loud, but usually catches people's attention. Guy goes up on stage and it just looks like a solo performer, but it ends up sounding like a full band. Because I'm sort of triggering samples and synth and stuff with my feet, like as I go, and then I'm playing and singing, playing guitar and singing. So
right.
There's a lot of sound sort of coming out of the speakers. And
keep this show like fairly tightly choreographed, or do you kind of go with the feeling on the fly?
Yeah, it kind of has to be tight because I'm coordinating so many elements, just me. But that said, like, I've had times where I kind of like will lull in a section longer or something, or you know, approach a part a little quieter or louder, stuff like that. But that's more dynamics of what you're doing, not as much changing the song.
And you're sort of feeling out the audience's feeling as well, right?
Yeah, usually I try to go with that, but it's sometimes it's just sort of come out playing at them, and then they sort of, you know, adapt.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's for sure.
Very cool. And another thing I want to talk to you about is your visual style for this new project, Friends from Church. You've got the those sort of album arts with the very simplistic but interesting shapes, and then you've got the music video for your song as well. How'd you go about developing that visual style?
You've done your research. yeah, for sure. I was looking to get a video done, and I wanted it to impact the music or work with the music hand in hand, as you should. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just have me, you know, rocking out or something. So I was kind of looking for something that would complement the music. And so I reached out to a lot of artists and connected with this one lady in out in Europe, and she does animation, and so she works similar to how I work, in that you kind of listen to the music, you get into a mood, and you kind of expand on that, and that's how she works. So she was really enamored with like the sort of vibe that I was putting across, and then she gave me some samples, and we worked back and forth on it extensively. Like I'd say, oh, can we make this way? It was quite a process, and I had an art director too, like a guy in Toronto, Philip Novak, was also very instrumental in just sort of giving perspective. I trust his eye a lot, so I really wanted to get the art right on that, because I'm not visually artistic. So I like to sort of reach out to people, and like, I know what I like, but it's hard for me to get there, so I sort of rely on that help. So I relied on a lot of help to work that out, and sort of the three of us really went back and forth until we got it, and I'm really happy with how it sort of climaxes at the end and everything. So
excellent. Well, it looks great and the music sounds great. You're playing at the Mansion on Saturday. I know I'll certainly be there.
Awesome.
And looks like it's going to be a fun show. Paul, Friends from Church, thanks for talking.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, sweet.
time has come, my heart is spent. It doesn't seem we've made a dent. You should leave and so should I. So let's pack our bags and say goodbye. So let's pack our bags and say goodbye. Let's pack our bags and say goodbye.
CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Say lately, finding it hard to tell when you feel good and when you're verging off the unwell. 'Cause my bad behavior rings no bell.
everyone, David here from In The House. If you like the music you're hearing right now, then tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. for a live DJ set, bringing you the latest and greatest future house, deep house, and everything else EDM. It's got everything from some of the biggest names in the scene to small producers just starting to get their career off the ground. See you Thursday.